Welcome to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and, we seem to have been in that general holiday mode for, since the middle of October or something, with a whole combination of Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas all boiled into one, and now we're in that home stretch where we're concentrating on Christmas in particular. Oakwood Chamber Players has a concert coming up. They usually perform without a conductor, but this time around, they need one, and his name is Kyle Knox. Welcome to the Midday.
Nice to be with you, Norma.
So why a conductor?
Well, this piece that we're doing by John Deake called The Passion of Scrooge is based on Charles Dickens' novel, A Christmas Carol, and it's an enormously complicated and unfamiliar work. It's very accessible and tonal, and people love it, and it's often performed, but it's not a piece in the regular canon, so it would take maybe 10 times as many rehearsals without someone up there swinging their arms around.
All right. I'm glad you justified your existence in just a few succinct words.
Right.
It was Passion of Scrooge. I mean, the title sounds a little off-kilter already. Is this a comedy, or what is this exactly?
Somewhat. I mean, I've been reading the Dickens original recently, actually, to familiarize myself with the source material, which is very funny and witty, of course.
Yes.
But has a serious undertone. Well, if you look at John Deake, well, first of all, I should say that John Deake is one of these maddeningly, annoyingly talented people. He was, for many years, the associate principal bassist of the New York Philharmonic, and that would be enough for any normal person, of course, in terms of career accomplishment. But he also has this whole parallel side career as a composer. He's written over 300 works, and if you look at his discography, much of it is dramatic storybook theater, this kind of stuff. He loves to draw from literary sources and children's books. And base his music on that. And so this particular piece is kind of a blend of oratorio and opera and storybook theater. It's for mixed chamber ensemble. So it's horn, clarinet, and flute, and then string quintet, two violins, viola, cello, bass, harp, percussion, and one singer. And I think...
Really? Oh, one singer. Okay.
One singer only, the fabulous... Bobby Goderich.
And is he doing then all of the parts in this story?
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah, so when as this piece was being developed in the late 80s, throughout the 90s, it took him about 8 years to write this piece. He considered multiple roles. He considered a proper chamber opera format with various singers and the instrumentalists. And perhaps for practical reasons, I don't know, I haven't asked him about this specifically, but also thematically, it makes a lot of sense since this whole story really takes place in Scrooge's mind.
Well, yes,
the idea of it all being performed by one person doing all the voices. And so Bobby, it's an incredibly virtuosic vocal part. He's Marley and he's Scrooge and he's Tiny Tim and he's everyone. It's really quite an extraordinary feat.
Sounds like it could be fun to watch, too, just for that reason. We have some bits from it.
We do.
What's this?
This is the very opening. This serves as an overture of sorts. You get to meet the characters of the music, so a lot like you would find in a Strauss opera or something. There's motives and ideas associated with characters, and you come to know these characters musically through their themes over the course of the opera. So we meet some of that. There's a kind of whimsical and uplifting romanticism to some of this, and that's contrasted with the angular and rough, dissonant music of Scrooge's internal monologue and suffering. Another lovely thing about this opening, I'll tell you, is that the musicians themselves are actually characters in the play. So you'll see as the narrator breaks in to say, it's as though they're at a library or a storybook hour, and he's telling these kids, I'm going to tell you the story of A Christmas Carol, and they just won't shut up. And he's trying to quiet them down, and they keep interrupting him rudely, and then he finally says, but the good news is you'll be involved with the storytelling, and they respond with wide-eyed wonderment, and there's all these funny glissandi effects in the strings, so the musicians are having a ball. Being involved with the action.
Here we go. Here's the opening salvo of The Passion of Scrooge.
And all you musicians are going to help me play parts in the story. Once upon a time.
Always a good way to start a story, isn't it? Once upon a time,
right?
Right? The,
yeah.
the musical embellishments there, the musicians being the audience of wayward children at first. Good eye. Clever idea. This, by the way, the next sample that we'll hear come from the Passion of Scrooge recording featuring the Firebird Ensemble. And Oakwood Chamber Plays is performing it this weekend, did you say, Kyle?
That's right. It's Sunday, November 27th. That's this weekend. And there are two shows, 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. It's at Oakwood Center for the Performing Arts, which is 6209 Mineral Point Road in Madison. It's $20 for adults.
All right. Yeah. And we have another bit from it, too. And what's going on is a little bit later, somewhere into Act Two, by the looks of it.
That's right. So I wanted to say that Deke has a real feel for mood and tone. What precedes this in the very opening of the second act is Scrooge, after having been visited by Marley, he's anticipating the arrival of the ghost of Christmas past, and you know he's sitting there quietly in bed. And I have a very loud watch myself, so I've often been laying in bed and hearing the ticking of the watch. And so that opens the act. It's a lovely thing. You won't hear it here, but he has a great feel for mood and tone. And it's not exactly terror. It's more like uneasiness and curiosity. And he really depicts that well with the music here. And then the ghost of Christmas past comes along, and he's terrorized for a moment as it whisks him out the window. He says, "I'm immortal and liable to fall to my death if you take me through this wall." And so that's got kind of a buzzy stopped horn sound and a loud harp glissando. And then suddenly he's transported through the wall and he's in a familiar place with his old friends and his childhood home. And the music reflects that perfectly. Even a somber moment of him reading alone at school is enlivened by the fact that he's reading Ali Baba and Robinson Crusoe. And so there's kind of an exotic clarinet solo that Nancy McKenzie is playing so well. There's a loud parrot squawk that the percussionist offers for Robinson Crusoe. Then he's shown his sister Fan, and that's a happy moment. But then he's immediately reminded of her death and that he refused her son an invitation to a Christmas dinner. And he feels remorse and guilt and frustration and anger at himself. And then he finally visits his former lover, who's a dowerless girl who, despite her love for him and his love for her, was replaced by the golden idol of money, which he became increasingly obsessed with as he got older. Anyway, I saw these things because it takes about 30 pages of the novel to get through all of this, and it's wonderful in the Dickens setting.
It's all packed into about 7 minutes.
That's right, and all this and just what the medium of music can do and his colorful orchestra writing makes it possible. It's really quite an extraordinary thing.
Not bear it. I extinguish your light. Thus.
Well, even if you just joined us, chances are you figured out what that story is, a dramatization and a musical realization of. It's called The Passion of Scrooge. It's by John Deke, who's a string bass player and a lot more.
Right.
And that particular performance that we just heard features baritone Aaron Engelbreth, and it's an interesting configuration of musical forces that Oakwood Chamber Players is gathering to perform The Passion of Scrooge. It is written for this sort of chamber ensemble, and one voice doing all of the parts.
That's right. Yeah, Bobby Goderich. He's an amazingly gifted guy. Madison audiences may have seen him in Sweeney Todd a few years ago. He's performed with Four Seasons. He gets around and performs in the area quite a bit, but a very gifted guy who's doing an amazing job.
And how many of those performances this weekend?
There are two, and they're at 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Oakwood Center for Arts and Education. You can go to oakwoodchamberplayers.com for more information.
All right. And they're going to be actually starting it with something that might seem irrelevant, and yet it ties in very nicely, something by Frank Bridge.
That's right. Frank Bridge, who was a great composer in his own right and a fantastic violinist and a conductor, early 20th century British composer, also the teacher of one of my musical heroes, Benjamin Britten. He set this string quartet of the Christmas dance, Sir Roger de Coverley, which has relevance to the Dickens story. It's not mentioned in Deke's Passion. It didn't make the libretto, but at one point, as the ghost of Christmas Past brings Scrooge to his former employer, Mr. Fezziwig, who is a model boss and benevolent and kind to all of his employees, everything that Scrooge is not. And he's brought to this happy memory where Fezziwig on Christmas Eve clears the floor and sponsors a dance, and they dance the Roger de Coverley. And so the Oakwood Chamber Players thought it'd be a great pairing with this.
And here's a version of it played by...
This is the Magini Quartet.
Bluesy finale there for that Sir Roger de Coverley. It's got Christmas and New Year's Auld Lang Syne all rolled into one movement of a string quintet?
Quartet.
Quartet, right. By Frank Bridge. And that's also going to be featured on this set of concerts coming this weekend. Oakwood Chamber Players at the Oakwood Performing Arts Center. And the main bill of fare consists of The Passion of Scrooge by John Deke. And the conductor of that performance, Kyle Knox, has been with us for this part of the midday. And good to see you again, Kyle.
Good to see you, too. Thanks so much for having us on. Anyone who wants to know more about the concert can go to oakwoodchamberplayers.com or their Facebook page, and there are discounts for students and seniors.
All right.